Hello, and welcome to The Gutsy Gal. My name is Dr. Sargent, and today we have a fun special guest that I've been promising for quite some time. Dr. Julie Logan is with us today, and we're going to have some serious fun today. If this is the first time you've listened to our podcast, listen and then pass it on to somebody who you know that will benefit from it. If you've been listening, thank you very much. Write us a review on Facebook, pass it on to your friends. We really, really, really appreciate that. So we're going to get down to business with Dr. Logan today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in today and hanging out with me for a little while today.
It's fun to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So what I want to talk about is a little bit of how you ended up in my office, because we have a lot of fun, and how you ended up in chiropractic and what your specialties are, so we can kind of poke through that kind of information today. And so let's start out and just tell us who you are. Tell us a little bit about yourself and then how you ended up in chiropractic.
Well, my name is Julie Logan, as you know. I live in Wheaton with my husband and my two kids. I've got a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old. I enjoy coaching track. I enjoy doing triathlons. I enjoy competing in running and cycling. And I also have a real heart for helping children and families achieve health. And so that's why I'm in the field. So all of that got started when I had my second son, and he became autistic at the age of 21 months after being vaccinated. And at that time, I had just been told by my older son's preschool teachers that he was showing signs of being ADHD, and they were recommending that I put him on medications. And not a year before that, I myself had been diagnosed with autoimmune thyroid disease. Some of you know it as Hashimoto's. And so basically, we were kind of a mess as a family.
Oh my gosh. That's an awful lot all in the course of just a short time span, a couple of years there.
That's right. I think my husband was looking for the nearest boat to the Bahamas. So anyway, at that time, we met a young man. He was a chiropractic physician, and he sat down and talked to us and said, "Hey, I believe that we can get you off all of these medications and that your sons don't need to go on with those diagnoses." And so we started care with him, and within 5 months, I was off every medication that I'd been on, off all the Synthroid, the Armor, and all of those things.
That's pretty amazing, actually.
And I went back to running. I ran the marathon the next year, and went back to triathlon. And so I was pretty excited about that.
That's really cool. So you really understand being able to heal yourself through nutrition and supplements and really shifting the lifestyle around so
Absolutely.
That you can be healthy.
Absolutely. And the good news with my children is that was the last time anyone ever thought of my older son as having any signs whatsoever of ADHD. And my son with autism had lost all speech at that point. He regained it after about 2 months of being adjusted regularly. That was the only thing we knew to do at the time. And it was later down the road through that doctor, the friendship that we developed with him, that we learned about, you know, some of the other therapies, nutritional therapies, and addressing some of the other things from a biomedical standpoint. Those are very important, but it all started with chiropractic.
So really, the adjustments pushed your son back into some sort of normal span.
It really did, yes. It was almost as if he had lost the first 2 years of his life and had to start all over again, but that's exactly what he did.
Wow, that's incredible. And he was able to make up that time everywhere.
Yeah, today he is 14. He has normal friends, which is one of the biggest measures of integrating an autistic child back into the quote-unquote neurotypical community. He's a straight-A student in school. He plays football.
That's amazing.
And he's a fantastic runner.
That's fantastic. That's really, really amazing. So that's cool. So you did what with him? You did chiropractic, you changed his diet.
Correct.
Completely,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes.
And I'm sure you changed your entire family's lifestyle at that point too, because it's just easier for us moms to do that, right?
We certainly did. That's right.
Okay, that's cool. So how did that push you or launch you into wanting to get into chiropractic? I mean, it's kind of obvious. You have this huge success. You're already interested in health for yourself. And then this just sort of propelled you into school?
Well, what happened was it was becoming more and more epidemic, the numbers of children with autism. And we, as friends with this chiropractor, were basically pushing him along to join the movement in addressing these issues from a biomedical standpoint. And that means changing the diet, addressing nutritional deficiencies, intestinal and abdominal dysbiosis, and a lot of the other things that go on with autism and ADHD. And so for a while, I worked in his office in a program treating patients with and basically environmental allergies, environmental illnesses, autoimmunity, and we addressed that from a number of changing diet, addressing nutrition, dealing with inflammation, and it became obvious that I just needed basically to launch into the autism piece on my own because that wasn't so much this doctor's interest. So at that point, I decided to go back to school as a mom of two kids.
Crazy woman.
Crazy woman indeed, yes. But honestly, it was the best thing that I ever did.
Cool. That's really cool. So tell us a little bit about, you went through school and you came out on the other side and you've been working in our office for about a year. And one of the reasons that I wanted to bring you on is because you rock as a rehab chiropractor. I mean, your background with all of your sports has pushed you in that direction as well. Like, you have this whole cool autism thing going on, and you're also this amazing sports and injury chiropractor that just doesn't exist everywhere. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, that started because I've been an athlete my entire life, and in fact, if life hadn't dealt us the hand of having children with illnesses, I may have never gotten into medicine. I started being an athlete when I was in junior high, went through high school, college, I coached track, and I raced as an elite triathlete for Trek, which is a bicycle company. And I was very happy doing that, but then, as I say, life took another turn, and I believe that it was all for the good, obviously, at this point. But I do have a passion for sports. I'm still extremely competitive in
That's
triathlon.
True. I think you just won something this past weekend.
I did, yes. So I had the privilege of training under one of the best doctors in the field while I was at school, and I had the privilege of working in a local university treating the athletes there in their training room, and just absolutely loved it.
Lots of hands-on experience, real practical, so that when you see patients that come in that may or may not be athletes, a sprained ankle is still a sprained ankle, regardless of whether you fell in a hole in a parking lot or you injured it on the field. That's still a sprained ankle,
yes.
And it still needs to be rehabbed, and shoulders are shoulders are shoulders. The athlete, of course, wants to get out there a lot faster than the mom of three children, but nonetheless, you have the skills, some unique skills, to bring people back a lot faster.
Yes.
What are those unique skills?
Well, what we learn to do is we look at the person and we look for functional deficits. So if you
what
just...
What does that mean?
Well, that is ways that a person is using their muscles that is leading to their breakdown.
Okay.
And so we look to find those. How is your body not functioning the way it's supposed to when it comes to movement? We need to correct that first, because if we just try to relieve pain, we're not going to get anywhere.
So what I hear is that what our bodies do over time when we get hurt is sort of compensate for what we still think that we're doing what we need to do every day, pull the dishes out of the dishwasher, but we're not necessarily using the muscles that we should be using to
right.
do that, because our body says, no, you can't use that muscle. It was hurt before.
Right.
We're going to clamp that one down. And then all of a sudden you wake up one morning and you think it was, boom, oh my gosh, my low back hurts, or my shoulder doesn't move anymore, or something like that.
That's correct. So basically being able to identify that is probably the art and the science behind all of this. And then once you've seen that, treating the soft tissue is the easy part. So I'm active release technique certified, full body, and also employ the Graston technique, and those are incredibly effective for treating the soft tissue injury. But I would say the key behind all of that is being able to identify why the body broke down in the first place.
Right. So passive care can only, like, we can adjust a patient, and you can do Graston, we can do massage therapy, we do a lot of massage therapy at Restore, a lot of neuromuscular release type techniques and all that, and that's great, and the patient loves that because they're not really involved in that. But what we really have to do is get a patient involved in their rehab and really get them strong in order for all those chiropractic adjustments to hold and to kind of hang in there with the patient.
Right? That's right. And take the perfect example of a mom who's had kids and now she has back pain. So while she was pregnant, muscles were being stretched, muscles were being inhibited, they're not being used the same way that they were before she had kids. Now, she doesn't know that. She just goes about her daily life. But all of a sudden, so to speak, she hurts her back. And now we have to dissect apart what is not working correctly. Let's retrain that, get that back on board the way it was supposed to be in the first place. Right. And then she can get over it.
And didn't we just have this conversation yesterday in the office about we all hold our babies on one hip or the other. And most women don't even know that they're doing it. And
that's
what
right.
that does is it just sets you up for a weakness on one side and some big compensation on the other. Side and you don't even know what's happening, and you know, 6 or 7 years down the road, after you've sort of stopped holding your kids like that, then comes the problem, and you think it's coming out of nowhere, but actually your body's been compensating since that baby was born.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's definitely not out of nowhere.
No, definitely not. Most things have been building for quite some time.
Right. So you've really put together a lot of interesting programs for shoulder rehab. You want to talk about some specifics around shoulder for just a minute or two?
Well, what I like to work on with a shoulder is let's look at posture. Posture is probably the single most important contributing factor to why people have shoulder problems. So the hunched forward, head forward, sitting at your computer, mousing all day, talking on your phone, sitting in traffic for hours every day, those things tend to put us into a hunched forward posture. And that puts the shoulder at great risk to being injured, because think about how much we use our shoulders, because we use our hands all day.
Right.
So correcting posture is the key piece. So that means strengthening the muscles that pull us back into a correct posture. And most people don't even know what that feels like anymore.
Right. And so it's not just about, you know, making sure your biceps are working or your deltoids, the shoulder pad muscles, right?
Right.
It's not just about that. It's really more about strengthening your back.
Correct.
And
yes.
stretching out kind of the front or the pectoral muscles in the front. So it really isn't always about just shoulder movement necessarily at all.
No, not at all.
So there's a lot more involved in rehabbing shoulder pain than just, oh, well, let's make sure your shoulder moves.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see that when you correct someone's posture, regardless of whether they're coming in with biceps tendonitis or a labral tear or rotator cuff injury, they recover from those things beautifully when you correct the posture
and get the shoulder back where it
belongs. Put that joint where it belongs, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. The other place where you've had some pretty good at success, I think, is ankle and low back, hip, like when, because everything's connected, right? When we sprain our ankle when we're kids, what we don't understand is that's probably going to cause a low back issue, probably on the other side, and we don't understand what happened, but that's just the way the body compensates for poor gait. So gait plays a role in that too, and that's the same thing as shoulder, right? It's about strengthening muscles that you don't even think about that have nothing to do with your ankle necessarily and have more to do with a core type muscles.
That's right, because whenever you get hurt, your body shuts down certain muscles, and then it may activate certain others, and that leads to an incorrect pattern over time, which leads to other injuries. And you think, well, how did this start with my ankle? How does this affect my back? Well, it did start with your ankle, and we need to go back and correct everything all the way up the chain in order to see that result. The good news is that that's not that hard to do once you know what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's very cool. So we've been here with Dr. Julie Logan today. She is in our office at Restore in Wheaton, 630-682-5090. So bring in your hardest musculoskeletal issues for her, and I bet she can figure out where they come from. She's an awesome chiropractor. She's an awesome person, and we have a lot of fun in our office together. Most days we do. And she'll be happy to take a look at you and figure out what's going on. She will have more information on our website in the next week or two, so you'll be able to look up her biography. But until then, like I said, you can call our office, 630-682-5090. And I want to thank Barry Schimmel at MicroShare, 847-304-7885. He makes all these podcasts possible and puts them out there on the web for everyone to listen to and to help more people. And thank you so much. You can also get a hold of us at The Gutsy Gal, me specifically, 630-473-3337. You can text, you can leave a voicemail, you can leave an email, whatever works for you at that number, 630-473-3337. That's The Gutsy Gal. And I am Dr. Sargent. Thank you so much for listening today. And like I said, if you really like what you hear, please, you know, just share us on Facebook. That would be awesome. Or share us and give us a review, whatever you like. So have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you soon. See ya.